spirits and look for the people on this side, I do well.
You have.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Again.
Curtain up.
I like the introduction you give Doug on the tapes when these things open up.
Does he give an introduction?
Oh, yes. Or do you do it afterwards?
No, Mr.
Flint
usually says.
Which one?
Mr. Flint usually says his little piece,
mm.
The seance is recorded.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought that was your voice, Doug.
No, that's
Lisbeth. Oh, I see.
What is the date anyway? 7th?
7th today.
Ready, Douglas?
Yes.
This seance was recorded on the 7th of October, 1964, medium Leslie Flint. Right?
Yes, in the presence of Mr. and Mrs. Eerie.
Dear, that sounds bad. Yeah. Eerie, unusual name. People eerie proceedings altogether.
People have said weird, but not queer.
Oh, well, that's hardly applicable since you're married. Or applicable, as it were.
Oh, very likely, but not
here.
How
are you, mate?
I'm very well, chum. How are you?
How are you, missus?
I'm very well, too, thank you.
Don't you feel a little bit lonely on that couch on your own?
Yes, all on my own. Yes.
Well,
probably seen this before when we've sat and listened to your tapes in Reading.
Oh, blimey, have you been listening to them? Old what Sam's been playing of old Doug, has he?
That's right.
He's a bottle case, he's a real supporter. Old Flint pulls his leg half the time, but he can't see it. He likes to get him going.
Oh, I want somebody to support me for a change.
The way you're going on, you soon darn well need it, mate. You'll need moral support and all kinds of other support too.
What other kinds are there?
I can't go into that, mate. I don't upset him before he gets there. Bad luck when it comes. What, between the old age pension and one or two other things? Now I'm pulling his leg. I'm very fond of old Douglas. He's a real worker.
Too much.
We all are.
Yeah, I'm sure
we'll
are.
We'll do their bit. All three is not backward in coming forward where work's concerned.
Is he on the DC, whatever it is?
Yeah.
DC.
He's one of our bright ones.
He's on the direct current, not the alternating current.
Well, that's a very direct idea, anyway. Yeah.
Well, that's all right. That's what you need, mate. You need someone with some drive.
The thing that's worrying me is that the first job I get to do for him, I look like falling down on it.
Oh, why? Is it tough?
No, but I've too much work to do and just not enough time to do the things that I ought to do for these meetings I have to arrange.
Well, that's the trouble, you see, trying to hold down two jobs, like, you know, you're living like and trying to do the spiritual work as well, mate.
Well, I have to eat.
Well, that's right, send the wife out to work and don't work yourself.
I already do that. She's okay, already
anyway.
She's already
still
supporting
you
me.
To work in there.
Yes, she's already supporting me.
Depends on whether you like your job. I mean, a lot of people are better off when they're outside their home and live it.
That's a bit peculiar.
Yeah, that's very nice,
isn't it? A lot of these married women, they get fed up, frustrated, don't know what to do next, you know.
Oh, you know all about it.
Oh, don't kid me, mate. I don't
know.
Never
got married,
he knows
all about it.
Well, it's only by talking to people and watching them. Oh, you know, it ain't all right. So you know what you missed. Best thing that ever happened to me, dying young.
you might have to come back, you never know.
No, I don't mind having to come back. I do come back, but I come back on my own free will, because I've got the law for you lot.
I didn't mean that.
You wait till you come over here, Auntie.
Yeah, I want to come.
Cool, dear idea. First thing I'll give you is a duster.
A duster.
The whiz surprised, but I bet you're lucky.
I still don't see that one.
Yeah, you won't get out.
I thought we were the only people who had cobwebs down here.
No, there's plenty of people over here, mate, who got cobwebs. Metaphorically speaking, like.
Of course.
That's why I said a lot of people are earthbound, because they still cling to things appertaining to the earth. And they have that sort of mental outlook which they have accumulated over their lifetime on earth that they can't easily get rid of it. Don't suddenly become angels, you know, floating around sort of being la-la.
No.
Some people think as soon as they walk out of your life into this that everything's going to be fine. Why they should think that, I don't know. There's all sorts of problems to be faced with some people anyway. You don't suddenly become awfully good because you've been bad on earth, you know, and the change is taking place.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there's people, a lot of people, they seem to think that, you know, everything will be all right when I get there, just because I happen to know something about spiritualism. Actually, those that do know and don't do much about it are done so worse off than those who don't know nothing.
Yes.
You work that one out.
Yes.
Yes. No, I can see you going around with a duster.
No, I can't. I'll bring one with me to think it's as bad as all that.
No, it's not bad at all. It's a kind of work. Helping other people to dust themselves down and getting themselves straightened out, doing some rescue work.
I think I'll do a bit of that now, Miss.
Oh, you probably do. You don't have to go to sleep to do it either, do you? Where are the old apples and pears?
Oh, all on the lawns.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Just rotting. Now look at that lot. You can do a bit of good with them.
I can't do it, Nicky. Well,
well, what do you think God's given you that nice garden for and that nice house and let you do something with it? Someone can make use of that.
Look, Nicky, the doctor said I've got to take it easy, so I'm going to.
Well, you could pick a few of them pears up now and then.
It was rotten before it came into the grain this year, Nicky.
No, I'm only pulling her legs. She's my favourite Bet Norrie.
Your favourite what? Favourite what? Bet Norrie, did you say?
I'll have to look that one up.
I shouldn't. I shouldn't like to be disappointed.
Oh, well, I will now.
No, you know, seriously.
Oh, I'm a lot better now.
Yeah, you're looking quite glamorous today. How do you manage it?
I was coming over your side, Nicky, I did.
Don't kid yourself, we don't want you over here. I'm not coming now. That's why I don't come. So it's only the good day. I'm not if you're young.
anyway.
You've got a few more years to go yet.
No. I think so.
Yes, I'm sure of it.
You never know.
Oh, don't say it like that, otherwise you might bring it about and we don't want you yet.
Oh, I don't know what you want, my Jim does.
Oh, I suppose you'd be glad to have a few years rest anyway.
That's what you think.
Well, after all. He comes and helps you a lot, you know that, aren't
he? Does. Oh, no, he does.
You all right, Joan?
Joan?
Yes, I'm all right.
I thought she dropped off to sleep. She took so long to answer you.
She's listening, taking it all in.
Oh, she is.
I'd like to come and talk with some of your council meetings.
Well, you know, what's stopping you?
Medium.
If we could only get him out that chair, Mac, he'd come to one or two things. We give him a good time, a bit of fun.
Yes, that's what he's afraid of.
Oh!
I wonder if you'll get married again, Auntie.
I don't know, it all depends who it is.
Yeah, I think you'd like to, deep down inside
I like a companion, I really.
Oh, I've heard that one so many times, I've never heard a word on it. Oh, of course, you never even live together because it's companionship, you know. Oh, yeah, I've been loving. This idea of so-called sin makes me laugh.
It's just dropped.
Trouble the world is that it just don't know what it does want, and when it gets what it thinks it wants, it finds it didn't want it in the first place. Honestly, I should never get any medals, shall I? Now, this won't get the baby new frock, will it? Hold on.
Lovely.
That's what my mum used to say when she'd been nattering the woman over the fence about an hour. Oh, well, I must go now. This won't get the baby new frock.
Oh, I did know your mum then.
Well, just.
Oh.
My people were more concerned with the pubs.
Were they?
Yeah. Well, I suppose that was their way of life.
Mm.
Didn't do them any good, really, of course. Still, I didn't bring no ill will. I got on better in a way, I suppose. Learned more the hard way.
You were lucky to go over, I can make it.
Lucky? Yeah, like I said I was.
Isn't it?
Mm. I no regrets.
No.
I'd only lived and been married and probably been impact.
Imagine that.
Well, I'm easy going, you know.
Oh, I don't know.
Always give in.
Mm.
I mean, that's the only way to be an ideal husband, to be able to give in gracefully.
I don't see that. I wouldn't. I'd hate that sort of man.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know what kind of man you have, mate. You know, it's quite happy here.
You obviously agree that marriage is a question of give and take. You do the giving,
well,
and she gives the take, she does the taking, eh?
It's very necessary. Accept the fact that you're sent in the world to learn lessons and have experience, and I think marriage is essentially an institution that you have to go through, because that's the best way to learn the hard way, isn't it?
Mm. So don't you agree it's a matter of...
I mean, for instance, if everyone were to be bachelors, assuming that they could be, although there wouldn't be any, well, there probably would be births, but still. Point is that there wouldn't be the temptations and the difficulties and the problems so much, would there? Man would always have more in his pocket, and he wouldn't have to feed two or three mouths instead of one. I mean, if you have to fight and struggle and work your way through life, you know, and really come up against it, then I think marriage is a good institution. I think you learn more.
Some of the bachelors getting more mess than if they got married.
Well, I don't know. It depends.
Yeah.
'Cause it depends, I think, on the individuals. I mean, when you take marriages, how many people are really ideally happily married or suited to each other? I think the fact is they have to learn to live together is one of the things that they learn from life, and it helps them.
Oh, yes.
I don't think there are many people that are really ideally mated, do you? Not if they're honest, anyway. They make the best of a bad job and put up a front and everyone thinks they're happy.
Yeah,
cool, blimey, share the argument around and go on. Cool, blimey. And then they open the front door after a terrific row. Oh, hello, dear, come in, you know. Well, blimey, they've been having tongues for the people are right. Don't kid yourself, mate. I have the advantage of learning to know all sorts of people and they don't even know I'm there, which makes it better.
That's very naughty of you. That's as good as stealing, you know.
No, it's not. It's not my fault because they're not psychic, is it?
No.
I can't be blamed if we're great clairvoyant.
Eavesdropping's not right.
I'm not eavesdropping. I'm just listening to Adam as well.
Oh. Very
naughty. Ah, look, you don't take me too seriously. I'm just pulling your leg a bit.
I know you are.
I'm all for marriage.
Oh!
No, it is not me. No, I think there's a lot to be said for marriage if you can think what it is to say. No, seriously, this won't get baby new frock. Hold on.
Mick is in a funny mood today.
He always is, I reckon.
That's a jolly good, lively introduction, isn't it?
Well, some people think we're as dead as doornails, don't they? People think that we are all sort of... We're all religious, singing hymns, chanting and floating around playing harps in the naked. I mean, it's daft. I mean, fancy spending eternity sitting on a cloud stark, I was just playing harp.
They're boring.
Boring, blimey, it's boring enough to be alive. Let alone be like that. do, will it?
No, go on, get on with your job.
Who are you ordering about? And I think she was one of the heads.
I'm looking after your maiden's reputation, so.
Oh, that's all right. He ain't got one to look after.
Oh, dear, well, you're dear. Fair with the sound of it, aren't you?
Honestly, it's better than the musical term at times. It really is.
What about your reputation?
Well, perhaps I haven't got one. You know, never think about it.
Well, the woman who never thinks about her reputation obviously hasn't got one.
Yeah, well, perhaps I haven't.
The woman who's got one is always thinking about it, and hoping she can lose it.
It wouldn't be very hard, would it?
Well, that's what happens to all these sort of spinsters, ain't it? They've been protecting it all their life, and it's too late to get rid of it, they can't.
Don't forget it's all on tape, Mickey, be careful.
It's one of my favourite expressions when I'm trying to persuade people to do things for me and take my word over something. I say, like, I stake my worthless reputation on this. I say, I'm sure you do.
I haven't heard Mickey so funny for a long time.
They're usually jolly when we come up,
isn't it? Must be something that you contribute to the atmosphere, I think.
He's done a jolly good job over the years, I know that. I brought people up here that have been ready to put their in the gas oven.
Oh, really?
But they didn't in some cases.
Sorry. I suppose if somebody said to you, Mickey, you're in high spirits, you'd say, I am a high spirit, would you?
No, I never claim that, mate. I will be honest with myself. I'm more suspicious of some of these so-called high spirits that come from some mediums on a Sunday service. Oh, maybe loving friends, you know. Oh, when I was on earth in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, oh, cripes, the stuff they come out with makes us sick. No more harm than good they do.
Sure of that.
We've got more than one.
No, I never claim to be high spirit, mate. I might be high spirited, but that's I'm not high spirit. I know what I know and I do the best I can. I don't pretend to be what I ain't. But half these half-baked so-and-sos have been sitting in a circle about half an hour. They go on the platform and think they know the lot. Anyway, this won't do. It's my fault, honestly. No. This is going to be a real old do-so.
Yes, you started off choking us for Netta, Netta, Netta.
No, no, well. I know it's a happy, friendly atmosphere. After all, why not?
Yes.
We like to let our hair down sometimes and be normal and natural and happy and don't know what's all.
I believe you like coming through with
me. I do, I love it when I can be myself, you know, when I can sort of, well, I don't have to sometimes.
Oh, you came with us, don't you?
Mm. Some people, they are, you know.
I know.
They sort of get this people, hello, yes, well, what? What's your name? Where's you come from?
I don't know.
Anyone think it was in a court of law or someone?
Yeah.
Oh, you're going.
We still do.
Funny thing is, I've accepted something that happened 2,000 years ago by about hearsay by umpteen times removed, but anything that's factual at the moment, they're suspicious on it. Don't cross your legs, please.
Right. So right.
Thank you.
Who got the legs crossed?
I had got my ankles crossed.
Well, they are attached to your legs, I believe.
I'm just trying to find out for sure.
Does it maybe your shoes have something to do with it? Egon was in Joan.
Oh, he's not so bad, really, you know. He's quite handy to have about the place.
Well, if he wasn't so bad, well...
Not as bad as he might
to be. You
don't want
to live with a good man, do you, love, and be bored
no,
stiff?
No, I don't.
No, it takes all kinds. You've got to learn the lessons the hard way. Hold on. Oh, shut up. Get away out of here.
I'm getting impatient.
Sorry, old Douglas.
Sorry, old Douglas.
Sorry, old Douglas.
I've got a feeling what we're going to get today is Mickey.
Yeah, might be. I played one of the tapes over last night to a couple. They were absolutely amazing.
Why don't you blow your nose and get it over with?
Yes.
Sniffing.
Oh.
Have you got a cold, girl?
No, I've got one coming, I think.
Oh.
That's not what's been...
Well, I thought you'd caught up with it, the way you was going on.
Have you got a queue waiting there, Mickey?
Got a queue waiting.
I thought you were going to say something then.
Oh, dear. Talk about Max Miller of the spirit world. And I just sit and hoot.
It's nice.
And yet he can be so serious.
Yes,
and,
yes.
And so revealing in some things when he wants to. He can be so intelligent. I think he's enjoying himself this afternoon.
Mm.
At our expense. Oh dear.
It's all in the mountain now, isn't it?
You think I am Bertie Bassett?
I can quite imagine him doing it. Come on, you've
heard that. Bertie Bassett,
Nicholas Shaw. Yes. Any right, he makes good conditions.
Actually, sometimes I think he does this all deliberately for some difficulty too, to cover up and to hold on the link.
He knows his job. See, some of them can't use these voice boxes, and probably they're trying out while he's holding the fork.
Mm.
Not so easy, I shouldn't think. Not wearing a gas mask, I should think.
Some people should.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you, Matthew, there.
We don't have gassing anyway.
Yeah.
What was that horrible crack I used to make at people about that? Sort of, I must try my gas mask on. I thought you'd already, you were already wearing it. Hello, friend.
George.
Come on.
Where is George?
Come on, what's your other name, friend? Mickey.
Joan.
Joan?
Mm.
Yeah. one.
It's another. It's another.
She's saying, how is mother, I think. That's what it sounds like to me. Mm.
Mother.
Speak a little later, friend, if you can.
How are you, my boy? Do you, Mr.
It's for you too.
Is it? Mm. Hello, friend. I'm sorry I don't recognise your voice yet. Not very well.
Grandma, how's mother?
Yes, hello, Grandma. Oh, we're fine. Mother is not as well as we'd like her to be, but she's making some progress, I think.
I thought she seemed a little better, but she's had a nasty time, and she seems to be picking up a bit. How are you both getting on?
Never better.
Florence.
Florence? Auntie Flo. Oh, I think she's pretty well. I haven't seen her for a long time.
I expect you'll be seeing her. If you get a chance, remember me to everyone, to Florrie and to Mother.
Yes,
Will,
I will.
Will. Will's with me.
Oh,
and
no.
Tom.
I must remember these tame names. I've heard my mother talk. Yes.
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 Arthur's here as well.
I must remember these names.
Well, Tom.
How are you, Joe?
Very well, thank you.
What about the business?
Well, that's going well now.
Is it? That's picked up a bit, has it?
Yes, it has.
That's good. I'm glad of that. You look well. Fair of you.
Yes. Better than we deserve to be, I guess. Yes, I can hear.
If she remembers the significance of the rose bush.
The significance of the rose bush. Mm. Yes, I'm sure she will.
She'll understand, I'm sure.
Yes.
The special meaning behind the rose bush and the planting. But you'll understand, at least she will. I wish I knew more about this business, but it's all rather strange speaking through this box affair. Mm. But
thank you very much.
Daddy.
Hello?
Daddy.
Where's my daddy?
Hmm?
Where's my daddy?
My name's Peter.
Is it?
Your name's what?
Peter.
Oh, I wish I could speak to my daddy.
Oh.
Who is your daddy, Peter?
My name's Peter. I'm Peter Knott.
Peter Knott.
Pushing in, isn't that Peter, Peter, I don't know him,
I'm afraid.
K-N-O-T-T is
name. Oh, Peter Knott.
So Peter Knott.
Come along, Peter.
No, I don't think anyone's going to know this.
No, he isn't.
Now you'll be right here, mate. Don't worry.
Oh, bless him. Never mind, dear.
To do the little shop.
Pardon?
Joan?
A shop? No.
Well, do you know why it is that someone here is talking about the shop?
No, I don't.
Do you know anything about hardware stores?
Yes.
Someone here is talking about a hardware store shop. Have you got any connection with this then?
Yes. Yes, I have. I have.
You have? Oh, it's you, is it? Well, it's to do with the pair of you, I suppose.
Hmm.
I don't know what this is all about, but for what it's worth, I might as well repeat it.
Thank you.
Someone says that there's some big, something coming up in regard to this.
Hmm.
And, although at the time it'll seem very distressing or disappointing, it's the best thing that could possibly happen.
Oh.
Probably doesn't make sense, I can't help it, but...
Yeah. I have a client in the hardware business, and have recently had an inquiry from somebody else in a hardware business.
Okay. Well, I don't know what this is, but it's all to do with you indirectly. Anyway, you're involved in this, and something's going to happen, and there's going to be quite a do about this hardware stores. And someone says the best thing is not to be unduly concerned, because what is to happen, or what will happen within the next few months, is the best thing that could happen.
I see.
And it doesn't make sense, probably, but I can't help it.
Mm. Thank you very much. We shall watch for that.
Oh, cripes. Yes, it's a real old-fashioned hardware shop.
Well, that one wasn't,
no, wasn't old-fashioned, was it?
Wasn't it?
No.
Well, they seem to sell everything there, ladders, pails, all the things that you'd expect the hardware shop to sell. It's on the corner, I think.
I've just thought of something that goes way back and back to my earlier years, connected with my father.
Do you want to do a law?
Do I?
Mm.
Well, I suppose indirectly.
Oh, but not directly.
No,
no. Well, I don't know what this is all about, but it's going to be a sort of real set to
it. Oh, wait a minute. When you said law, do you mean the law, or is that the name of somebody?
I don't know. All I know is that they talk about law, and you know law, and it's all linked up together.
Oh.
You're going to be the centre of several things happening all at once, and yet it's nothing to do with you, really, in a sense, and yet you're going to be involved in it.
Oh, I should have to watch.
I'm sorry to be on a rather sort of peculiar wicket, mate, but there you are. As long as you're not bailed out, why are you?
I don't think there's much risk of that.
Hello,
friend.
Hello.
Nice to see you.
Thank you. Hello. Nice to hear you. Well,
are you better?
Yes, thank you, dear.
Good. Yeah. Well, I thought you... Well, quite frankly, I got a bit worried.
Did you?
I see you're all right now.
Oh, well, Douglas was treating me.
Oh, Douglas, I'll give you his best support.
Yes, yes, and the doctor.
Yes.
All right.
A few more years yet, as Mickey says. You don't want to take him too seriously. You know I'm looking forward to you joining me.
Yes,
and
thank you.
You won't need any dusters, huh?
I didn't think so.
he pulled your head up massively. Yeah. He's very fond of you.
Yes, he's very natural. He's very lovable.
What about the circle? Is that going to continue?
Yes, yes, it will now.
Not well, I knew that.
No, I'm all right now. No, I didn't have an illness. I just strained my heart. That was what I did.
Well, if you don't call me, well, all right.
Like, need a man about the place, then.
Yeah, I knew you do.
Yeah. It's all right now.
But I'm glad you're starting up the circle again.
Yes.
How's the church going, Doug?
All right, Jim.
Good.
Yes, you're doing very well, thank you.
I'm very pleased to hear you.
Oh, what is the going to talk with you?
Oh, hello,
Maria.
Dear. This is my guide.
I've been very concerned about you.
Yes.
That you are better now.
Yes.
But you know you do stupid things.
Yes.
You must not overtax yourself like that, you know.
No.
You should not try to leave things, heavy things.
No, I'll be careful.
But you are all right this time, no?
Yes.
But you must be careful, you know.
Yes.
We have a lot of work yet for you to do, and it is essential that you look after yourself, you know.
Yes. Thank you.
I'm very sorry about your children, you know.
Yes.
She's very sad.
Yes.
Your husband is very distressed. He may not talk about it.
No.
But he feels it is such a pity, you know,
yes.
There is this sort of unpleasantness between the children and yourself.
Yes.
But you know, they are very selfish. But
I'm
they think
so.
They will come round.
Mm.
It's a matter
only
of just
one
of them.
The other ones are all right.
Mm. I know, but it is, you know.
I've had one staying with me for a fortnight. She's been awfully good, yes.
But the children, they expect so much.
Mm. They do. Mm. Never mind.
Harry speaking.
Hello, Harry.
Hello. Well, if this ain't a surprise. Hello there.
Hello, Harry.
Hi.
I don't think any of us recognise you yet.
Where have you come
Douglas?
From? Yes, friend, yes.
How are you?
I'm very well, but we haven't got you sized up yet. Friend, who are you?
Harry,
who have you come for?
Harry Holmes.
Harry Hawks.
I did that. Ah. Well, you're very welcome. Who?
Seems to know us all.
I've been coming round many times to your meetings, your circles, your church meetings.
Have you?
Years ago I came through and spoke for a little while, but you've probably forgotten all about that. Back in the old days when you used to have the circles. Hello there, don't you remember me?
Ah,
get away with you. You don't remember.
After many.
Harry Hawk. That is your name, Harry Hawk, isn't it?
Of course it's my bloody name, wasn't it?
I thought it was a joke. Bless my soul, it's going back 20 odd years.
Of course you probably don't remember, it's too far back. You're much more interested in the prison than the past.
Well, we have a lot of people through our hands, you know.
Well, I didn't like that sounds if you're a panel doctor.
Yeah, well, I really like it. Yes.
Oh, well. He's for the look in this afternoon, anyway.
Nice you remember us. You've gone.
Good afternoon.
Hello, friend.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Musket.
How do you do?
How do you do,
friend? Welcome.
How dear. Have you ever had anything to do with Norwich?
Norwich? Anything to do with Norwich?
Well, we know some people from Norwich.
Well, when you tell them, when you see them, that I came. My name is Musket.
Yes, friend.
I was very much associated with the church of Norwich.
Oh.
And tell them that I often visit them, and I'm still interested in the work they're doing down there, and I think they've done remarkably well.
Yes.
We built a nice new church down there, you know, some 20 years ago.
Yes.
Anyway, you tell them that I came and wish to be remembered. I thought, being that since you were connected with the SNU, that you would remember me, because I was a very active worker many years ago down in Norwich and Norfolk.
Yes, well, unfortunately, we weren't connected with the London District Council then, you see. It was the Southern that we were connected with, so we may not have known you.
Remember me to all my friends.
Yes,
we certainly did. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Michael.
Is there someone else?
I think that was him finishing. One of his friends, Dr. Michael.
I don't think it is a possible.
Oh, you're going to the scotchy.
I don't know if it is possible. I think it is.
Come along.
Edwards. No. It was.
Oh.
No, it is that you do not understand. Perhaps it is that my pronunciation, it is bad in my English.
No, we can hear.
My name is Edward.
Your name is Edward?
So.
Sir.
I have been here, you know, for a very long time now. It is many years. But I would like for me very much to speak, because it is that I have wanted this for a long time, because you know I have been trying very desperately, you know, for this opportunity to speak like this and to tell you, monsieur, that I have always been anxious to assist, to help in the healing. I am I am still in a sense, but different perhaps, but a doctor.
Yes.
My name is Edward. My name is Edward Fourier, and I was a doctor in Paris in 1895. I come here. I was practicing Paris. Have interest for me long time to work with you for the healing and to help in the work of the spirit, you know. You and the wife have a great possibility and you do what you can, but I don't think you have fully realized your own potential ability in the field of healing. I and others here are interested and anxious to work with you in that way. Both of you.
Thank you.
We have a clinic, work for the people to heal and to make them, I hope, where possible, well.
Yes.
Not that we can cure everyone, but possibly here and there. There is a great deal of power with you. Indeed, monsieur, though it is not always possible to do these things, I know, but when you have an opportunity, as it will possibly come for you, to devote more time to this subject, I and other friends here are very anxious to work with you and through you in various ways, and you will see when the time comes how it can be achieved. At the moment you are limited, but it is only temporary. Changes will no doubt come which will make it so that you will have more leisure, more opportunity, but we shall see. But remember me, I shall make a point, and I tell you this now, that I have spoke to you here.
Yes.
And within the next few months I will make every effort to communicate with you elsewhere as a confirmation of this. Not that it is perhaps from your point of view necessary, but I think it will be interesting.
Very.
I would like very much for this, for you to know that I and others here are all working and helping you and doing all in our power for you to do the work of the Spirit, to give comfort to those who are mourn and those who are unhappy because of the loss of the dear ones, but also to bring healing and the power of the mind, that it may be released from many material problems, and also the physical, the material illness and sickness. We deal on certain rays, and I cannot explain all this now, but I and others will help you in the healing work.
Thank you.
But I will speak to you again here, but in the meantime, I will talk to you elsewhere, if it is possible, if not to speak, to convey a message which will confirm that which I have spoken for you today.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Before you go, may I ask you, would you please pronounce your name again? Edward Fourier?
Edward Fourier.
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 Because I've often thought how much better it would be for me if I could mentally link with the people who were assisting me without knowing who they were. It would be quite hopeless.
One day, not yet, because it isn't possible, but one day, my friend, you will be given not only the personal evidence or proof that may be necessary to confirm certain things that have been said, but you will be shown the way in which you can best serve. I know that at this present moment you are doing a great deal, perhaps as much as you can do, and perhaps in a sense more than you should. But nevertheless, later on you will become even more actively interested, more actively working in close cooperation with certain souls and friends from this side who have been waiting the right moment, the right time. At the moment you are doing what I suppose you could call an administrative work, but the point is that you have a psychic and a spiritual work to do which will give great comfort and great blessing to many people. This mediumship, for that is what it really is, will unfold itself, but it cannot fully unfold or even perhaps fully show itself, and perhaps hardly show itself at all at the moment because of certain restrictive conditions around you. But these conditions will change, and you will then see the plan that has been unfolding and will unfold even further in the future. It's a matter of being patient about it. It will come.
Thank you.
Mrs. Brennan.
I thought that was the same voice.
It is. I know you are doing some wonderful work, all of you. You're all doing what you can as best you can under often great difficulties. But I do know that you will have personally an opportunity to do some spiritual work through the form of mediumship that will unfold itself. I don't think it can at the moment unfold because material conditions are not helpful or conducive to you, but they will change.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, and carry on your good work, and my blessings to your church.
Thank you.
And to all those who serve and work with us.
We can't mistake your voice, we always know.
Bless you, I must go, the power is waning.
Is it?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Goodbye, and I'll see you again soon. Oh, Jim didn't say much today, but
no,
he said that he
right.
told you he wanted to have no dust, didn't he?
Yes, you want to come over there.
Bye-bye, auntie. It'll be a mop.
Bye-bye. He's a dear, isn't he?
Yes.
Mop up the mess other people made.
You won't like him over there, Nicky.
Oh, not yet, auntie.
God bless.
Cheerio, Douglas.
Cheerio, Mickey.
Bye-bye, Mickey.
Bye-bye. Cheerio, Mr. and Mrs. Eerie.
God bless.
Aren't thou Eerie? Aren't thou
Eerie?
Well, of course, I frequently answer the telephone when if I feel a bit fed up, I say weary.
Most unusual name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I think Mickey's done with it.